Hold on a second.
What?
Okay.
What was that? Oh, whoa. Hold on. This isn't LNC, is
it? This is not Late Night Computing. This is actually a new show. We're going to call this
That's right.
Late Night Computing's Tech Cast.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of you
who... Still hosting?
For those of you who haven't listened to Late Night Computing, you should. And you should now.
Yeah.
But in case you haven't,
go do it now.
We are your lovely hosts. My name is Luke.
My name is Rob.
And, we're here. And we're doing a show. And you're going to listen to it.
Oh, dude, we just went Shasta-powered 9 minutes ago.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's why the coolness kicked in right before we started the show. God, man, we should have had some of that stuff recorded. Actually, we did, didn't we?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I might cut some of that out sometime and put it somewhere.
Thank you, Audacity.
Anyway, so what's TechCast? We're going to make a show about technology. Because Late Night Computing isn't actually about technology, oddly enough. It's about people who compute late at night bitching about things.
Oh, yeah.
But we wanted to do a show where we could get more into technology, where we could get down and talk about bits and bytes and processors and video cards and just anything particular like that without somebody going, what?
Yeah.
And it might be that some of you are that way anyway, and that's okay, because...
And the thing is, I mean, neither of us, like, got a degree or anything.
Yeah,
so
we don't claim to be experts in anything.
We have, however, built our own computers, so we get some props for that at least. We know what we're talking about. We might not know everything.
I'm going to make a little disclaimer right here. If you take any of our advice and it fucks up anything you have, we are not responsible for that.
No, that's like, you're bad, man. Oh, hey, maybe we should plug, like, the email for questions and stuff.
Email. We got an email address for this show. It's tech, T-E-C-H, at latenightcomputing.com. That's tech at latenightcomputing.com. Go to the forums, forums.latenightcomputing.com. We have a special area set up specifically for the TechCast. It's called the TechCast Lounge, and you can hang out there. You can talk about the episodes. You can talk about whatever. I've also created a new section on the forums, the technology section. And within the technology section, there is a sub-forum named Gadgets. So if you have any neat gadgets you would like us to talk about or you just want to mention, feel free to go there and list them out there.
If somebody doesn't bring up the Air Zuka once, I swear to God, in the name of geekdom, I will reach out and bitch slap the rest of you people. It's the most awesome thing. Go talk about it. Go to the forum.
Yes, register on our forums. They're free, of course. All forum sites are free, mostly. But anyway, our forum sites are free and awesome.
And
so, yeah, go register. Have fun. We got some crazy people on there already. We need more crazy people. What else? We've got a voicemail number.
Oh,
our voicemail number is 1-440-550-6907. So if you want to call, leave us a voice message about anything, leave us a comment, leave us something to talk about. Chances are, if you leave us a message, we're going to play it on the show, because we have that kind of technology.
And we're that desperate for attention.
That too.
We need it, like precious blood.
So an easy way to remember that is 440-550-6907. It's,
Is there even anything easy to remember about that?
No. But it's...
But hey, if you can listen to this stuff, remembering a phone number should be simple.
It's easier than saying 440-550-6907. 445,
Now that
50, 60, 9, or 7.
I can almost dance that. I'm like 440, 550, 907. But wait, it's 69, isn't it?
See, you already fucked it up.
Oh. I was dancing.
All right, so we got everything out of the way plug-wise. Let's see. We've got a Google group on latenightcomputing.com you can sign up for. We'll email you when we have new episodes of this show and of Late Night Computing, so we'll sign up for that. And I think we've got all the plugs out of the way, so let's go on into something we've got to talk about here. The iPhone.
Oh, yeah. God, man, do you remember seeing it for the first time on TV? I was like,
I don't ever watch TV, so I didn't see the commercials. But I listen to a lot of, tech podcasts, and I keep up with a lot of tech news online. And when I first saw this thing, I thought, you know, that looks pretty awesome.
It does, man. It's like, what, a huge touchscreen?
It's not too huge. I mean, it's not. The screen on it is not all that much bigger than my phone, but it where it excels is that it's all on screen. There's no keyboard, no buttons. You do everything via touchscreen. It's not made to take a stylus. It's made to be done
now,
with your fingers.
Hold on. With your finger.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it feel more precise to use a stylus?
It would
That's
be more precise to use a stylus, but they've made it to where you can use it with your fingers. Because.
Could you imagine, though, how much you would fuck it up just using it with your fingers?
Well, you would think that you wouldn't be able to type hardly at all with an on-screen keyboard using your fingers. But I've heard from. I haven't personally heard, but I've heard via podcasts and reading news stories that it's actually really easy to type on this thing once you get used to it. And.
Well, do you have to hunt? Heck, or is it actually?
Well, you can't touch type on a screen keyboard because there's nothing to feel.
Oh, that's right.
That's what bothers me. I've got a smartphone. We'll talk about it later, but it's got a keyboard.
We can talk about it. I miss it.
And it's got a keyboard. I can type pretty fast on it. It's also, my phone also has an on-screen keyboard, and I can't type fast at all on it, because you have to do one letter at a time.
Right.
Now, the thing about the iPhone, though, is it has multi-touch, meaning you can touch
it. That's what I thought.
You can touch it in several different places at once, and it will register all the touches.
I knew there was something about that didn't click right. I was like, how can you actually type on screen one peck at a time?
Yeah.
Well, that multi-type, that kind of brings in a whole bunch of different ways to use this thing.
Yeah, I mean,
could you imagine games on it?
Well, that's the thing. Apple made this phone, and they've done a lot of things really weird that people don't seem to understand. And I don't either. Like, they don't let any third parties make software for it at all. Right now, there's no official software for it. Now, are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm moving the mic around.
Oh, okay. The hacker community, of course, has got into this phone. They've installed a secure shell on it so you can get to the command line root of the operating system of the phone. Of course.
Of course. How long did it take us to do that?
Like a week.
Bitch slap.
So people are out there installing software on their iPhone, but it's not official and it's not supported. And if you fuck up your phone, then Apple's probably not going to fix it. But anyway.
Well, if you got the balls to do that, then you should be able to handle it. You know, if you don't fuck with shit that you can't. You know.
Here's the one thing that I wouldn't like about the iPhone, and I'm spoiled with my phone, and you've seen it. My phone has EVDO internet access.
Oh, yeah.
Which is broadband anywhere you've got EVDO, which is basically anywhere you've got cell coverage.
It's like your own friggin' Mega Man Battle Network heck. You could jack in just about anywhere. It's freaking awesome.
The thing is, the iPhone only uses the AT&T Edge network, which is the equivalent of Alltel's 1X / RTT network, which is only about 100 kilobits a second.
Ooh.
That's...
What is that? What is that? That's like 10 kb a second.
Less than twice the speed of dial-up.
Well, that's a little bit...
Less than twice the speed of dial-up.
You shouldn't say things like that. You should say like 1.8 times the speed of dial-up. That's not that much of a bonus, is it?
I mean, the what they want you to do is it's got built-in Wi-Fi. My phone does too, but the iPhone has built-in Wi-Fi, and they're wanting you to use it on Wi-Fi networks. And it works. I've heard people say that it works really well on Wi-Fi networks, and it's snappy. What I've seen about it that I like better than my phone is it's snappy. I mean, you want it to do something, it does it that quick. Now, if you're doing internet things and you're on your Edge network, then it's going to take a while for it to load. But as far as interface-wise, it's snappy. Snap, snap, snap. Windows come up, you know, pages load, whatever. Whereas my phone with Windows Mobile is sometimes a little sluggish. It might take it a while to load a program or load a page, or like if I'm typing really fast, it might take it a few seconds to catch up to my typing. Which reminds me of something. Did you ever get to the point with an older computer where you were typing faster than it could keep up with you?
Dude, are you kidding, man? I rocked a 98 for like, I rocked a 98 system for what, 4 years when we put the mothership together? Yeah, and it was to the point where I was just like, and it was all like, yeah, because it only had like a 400 megahertz Celeron processor in it, you know?
That's what my phone has in it. It's not a Celeron, but it's a 400 megahertz, oh. Or it's like 420 megahertz, I think.
Oh, dude. I'm still using that monitor, by the way.
I'm using a monitor from several years ago.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah.
Monitors last a long time. They're made to be that way.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, the story I had about the iPhone, besides all that, was...
You know what's great, though?
What is it?
You could go off on a technological spree of data and bullshit that nobody really even needs to know. And you don't have to stop and say, for you more technically advanced people, yada da yada da yada da. And for those of you who don't really know what this means, it's just this.
Dude.
Because it's so cool to be able to just talk, you know?
My hands smell like a fucking girl.
Yet be able to go back! To some of our old LNC bullshit.
No, I wish my hands earlier with this... I wish my hands earlier with the soap that they've got in there from Bath and Body Works, and it's like lavender and whatever, and it's... I just keep getting this whiff of, like, perfume, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, oh, it's my hand.
You know what you need to do. I wouldn't be surprised if you weren't starting to feel the urge to do what you were needing to do. Scratch, Lucas. You know you want. You get an itch somewhere.
Wait, scratch?
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, the story about the iPhone. There was this blogger online goes by the handle of iJustine, and she got her first AT&T iPhone bill in a box.
Oh,
300 pages front and back. Okay.
Of what?
Well, AT&T itemizes so detailed. They give you a line by line of every time you connect to the data network, it tells you how much you sent and received. Every time you send or receive a text message, each individual text message, it tells you who you sent it to or received it from and at what time. Each text message. And this particular person
Can't.
sent and received over 30,000 text messages.
Now, what I want to know is, it came in a box, but I
In a
mean,
box.
would they charge her?
They didn't
Did she
charge
say?
her anything to ship it because it's just her itemized
No,
bill.
I mean, what was the bill? What was the bill? It came in a box. I'm going, oh my God, it must have been expensive.
No, I mean, it wasn't expensive because she's got it, the iPhone service, and with it's like just a regular AT&T service. Plus, to have the iPhone, you have to have an unlimited data plan, and she's got unlimited text messaging, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
Damn.
the thing is,
That was her. I would frame that.
they've talked about this on several different podcasts, and I think she's even been interviewed by a couple of television stations because she made a video of like unboxing the iPhone bill and put it out on her blog. It's got a lot of attention.
Dude, they killed a tree to charge that woman how much money?
I don't know. It wasn't.
Oh.
I'd say a little over $100. That's just a rough estimate. I really don't know what the iPhone plans go for.
Yeah.
I haven't looked. I don't
We're not
care. I'll
plugging.
never have one. I love
We're not
Alltel. I
plugging.
don't want AT&T.
You're like brand loyal now?
Not brand loyal, but Alltel's never done me wrong, and
Oh, yeah.
EVDO rocks. That's the thing. The cell providers that use CDMA, which is the technology that Alltel, Sprint, and Verizon use, have EVDO, and they can have it pretty much anywhere. Whereas GSM, which is what AT&T and T-Mobile use, they have a high-speed data network, but it's a lot harder to implement, and it's not a set standard like EVDO is. See, the great thing about EVDO is they make these little laptop, or not necessarily a laptop, but USB data cards. And you can just
Cool.
plug this into your computer, and it connects to the EVDO network, and you've got broadband anywhere. You hook it up to
Are
your
you talking
laptop.
that little Wi-Fi thing for the Wii or the DS?
Well, it's kind of like that. It's a little bit bigger, but I mean, you hook this up to your computer, and it connects to the EVDO cell network, and you've got broadband EVDO internet access anywhere. Great
Sweet.
for laptops, so you can just be sitting in the middle of wherever with your laptop and have internet access, broadband speeds.
Over USB.
See, that's not really cheap. I mean, it's about
Course.
$60 a month, but I mean, that's
Let's put it this way. If you're going to be pegging down high-speed internet in everywhere, you've either A, got some serious addictions you need to work on, quit jacking off in public, or B, you're making some money. You know?
Yeah.
It sounds like a serious business
Most of
there.
the people that I've heard of that have this, they either have it because they need to do business on the road or because they make enough money that they can just afford to have it.
Bitches.
And thing is, I mean, if I didn't have my phone already, I would probably get something like this and have it as my only internet service provider. I mean, we've got cable here, but if I was living on my own, I would probably have this EVDO as my
Hey.
only access. But what I can do is tether my phone, and it connects to just the same. And
I just had a little bitty light bulb.
What?
Have we mentioned where we're from yet?
No.
No, and we're not doing that. I just thought, wait a second, whatever you say, don't say J-Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something I wanted to... Oh!
Right.
J-Town is getting an Office Depot.
What's an Office Depot?
It's like an Office Max, except it's a different store. I mean, it's like...
So it's like an Office Max, except it's a depot.
Yeah. It's just another office supply / tech store.
Oh.
That's weird when I saw that sign.
Are they slightly overpriced and a little snobby?
I don't know.
Sounds like it might be a fun hunt.
So now we've got Circuit City, Office Max, Office Depot coming soon. If we just had a Best Buy, then my tech shopping would be complete in one little area.
Dude, I have heard some fucking horror stories about Best Buy, man.
Like what?
I don't know. Well, okay. This guy, I might have mentioned this before, goes to Best Buy, buys a plasma screen TV, takes it home, he's jack happy about it. Woohoo! Great plasma TV! He opens the box up and there's a cinder block in there. I swear to God, it's like one of those little flat ones, you know? Not the big, looks like a big digital 8, but it's like little.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a maybe a stick of RAM, you know? And he's pissed.
Obviously.
He's really pissed. So he goes back to Best Buy, right? And he's all like, hey, bitches, you gave me a brick. And they're all like,
no.
What? We didn't give you no brick. You gotta be fucking crazy. We're not giving you a refund for this obviously retarded and clever ruse. And man. Could you imagine that happening to you? Sitting there, standing there with a receipt for what? How much did the plasma TV run?
A lot. Depending on how big the screen was.
You've got your, let's say, 500?
Who did you hear this from?
I heard this from Hunter, man.
And who did he hear it from?
I think he picked it up from Lou.
Because it sounds like bullshit to me. Honestly.
Yeah. Have you heard good things about Best Buy?
I haven't heard anything about Best Buy, but that just sounds like something that somebody would make up.
Oh, yeah, he did tell me about the whole urban legend about good old Mr. Rogers. But I read through the Wikipedia on that. The timeline just didn't make sense. No, he couldn't have been a sniper. And he told me that, and I had this thought. You know what? I always felt a special connection with Mr. Rogers. Was it because he was the kind of person that liked to lay in the grass and deep Savannah snows and blow people's heads off with a shotgun from several miles away? And then, and you go to Wikipedia and you read up on that, and it clearly debunks that theory. It was a sad moment for me. But that's Lou for you, man. You know what I'm talking about? L-U-E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you keep that many people together, you're going to get all the bullshit out of them. And you know what they say. 6,583 repetitions makes one truth. So,
yeah. What was that from?
Brave New World.
Yeah.
It's one of the subliminal suggestions that they make to you during the movie.
That's a movie now, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a book.
We had to read the book in junior high, didn't we?
I don't think we had to.
It was
one
of the.
Found it, read it, and then spread it to the rest of us.
It was one of them that we could have read. It was on
right.
The book
we
list.
Right,
I thought we all had to read that. Wasn't that one of the ones we all had to read? It doesn't matter.
No. Fuck it, that was high school.
In
You know
fact,
we
I think
bring
that was junior high.
No, 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 no,
No,
no. I
it's
remember
not.
that being high school because that was the year that I saw The Matrix on HBO. And I saw The Matrix, right? And I was like, oh my God. And then I read Brave New World, and I was like, what the fuck?
There's no Brave New World on Netflix. That's gay.
What? What? Well, I mean, it wasn't like the best movie ever. I don't remember hearing about it in theaters. It didn't make the news. But
Well,
it's a pretty good movie.
I'll look it up somewhere. Okay,
Maybe
here's a
I'll look
story.
it up.
Study
Okay.
finds that kids justify illegal downloads. Children in Europe are aware of the risks of illegal downloading, but often rationalize their act by saying that everyone, including their parents, is doing it.
That's bullshit.
Other excuses included the download is for personal and private purposes, the websites presumably
Remit?
no, it's a weird word, but it basically means reimburse the artists. Claims of harm inflicted on artists lack credibility, and DVDs and CDs are simply too expensive.
Oh.
Almost all of the children surveyed in 27 European Union member countries, as well as in Norway and Iceland, said they expect to continue downloading. They also said the risk of downloading a virus was far more dissuasive than the risk of legal proceedings.
I gotta agree with him there.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, but let me. Okay, that's all bullshit. This is why downloading illegal shit is cool. A, because I'm too fucking poor to have to buy a $15 CD so I can listen to it for an hour. That's $50 an hour. I don't even make that.
Or to listen to one song that you like off of it.
Exactly.
See, that's
Second,
why I think. Go ahead. Go ahead.
they're charging us for these little cultural landmarks, you know? And by doing that, they're excluding a number of the populace from part of the culture. And that's just fucking wrong. You know?
Dude, I
First up,
keep
I don't
sniffing
support
my
this.
hand and it's like turning me on.
Well, you know what to do about that. You know what to do about that. Did I not tell you what to do about that just a minute
Anyway,
ago?
back to what you were saying.
Scratch it. Scratch it. Let's go nuts, man. Let's go nuts. Anyway. Thanks for that. Oh,
Delayed
ow.
reaction.
Yeah, that you must have been scratching it hard to have that delayed reaction like that.
Anyway,
Anyway.
I'm gonna say what I was saying now.
Don't.
I think that online or digital music is the answer, not in its current form, but it will
What do you mean
be.
digital music?
I mean, being able to buy individual tracks, one song,
Oh,
instead
yeah.
of having to buy the entire CD or whatever, being able to buy one song at a time, I
Yeah.
think that's probably actually cut down a lot on piracy, because people, exactly what you said, people don't want to go out and spend 15, 20, however much on a CD to play one song off of it or two songs. But when you can go to iTunes and pay 99 cents for the song, that's more reasonable. And then you can take that song and put it on your iPod, you can burn it on a CD if you want it, and whatever. There's a whole thing about iTunes digital rights management and everything that I don't even want to go into right now. But in fact, I'm gonna put that on the list for us to talk about next time.
Cool.
iTunes DRM, because that's a whole big old thing we could go into for a while. Digital rights management is a horrible, horrible thing. Copy protection, all that shit, but we'll go into that later.
Copy protection is a horrible thing by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you know. It's not like we're stealing something that we could otherwise pay for. You know, give me a break.
All right, I wanted to mention this because I thought it was funny. I was sitting at McDonald's the other day eating a breakfast sausage biscuit, and I sat down at this table beside these two old guys that were talking.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard the guy say, "Input. You gotta push input. And if it doesn't work, you gotta push it again. If line one doesn't work, it'll be line two." And I'm like, what the hell are they talking
He's
about?
He's talking about basic on an old pack, man.
No, they were talking about... I listened for a while. And he was talking about how to hook up, like, I think it was a DVD player to a TV. He said, you got to take the RCA jacks, and you got to plug them into your TV. You got a TV that's got those RCA plugs on it, don't you? The guy's like, yeah, I think it's got them on the front and the back. He said,
hold up. A bunch of guys, we're talking like this about RCA jacks? What, they're like 30 and...
No,
grubby?
They were like old.
Oh.
Like this guy was trying to tell this guy, this other guy.
So it was the blind leading the blind?
Yeah, this guy knew nothing about what he was talking about. He was totally bullshitting, and the other guy was just taking every word of it.
Oh,
I mean, he was just like, well, if you plug the wires into the front there in the TV and you push the input button on your remote, then it should come up. But you gotta push the input. Another guy's like,
I didn't know
about the input.
Wait a second, dude. Look. Okay, right here on my goddamn Dish Network remote. Yeah. It's this button up here. TV/video input. You press that, bam. It'll, like if you've got something hooked in through where your satellite cable comes into your TV, it'll swap out between that and the satellite feed. So, yeah, on other TVs and stuff like that, the input button. Keep going. I mean, if it's bullshit, that's hilarious, but...
Yeah, so there's just like, and then they went on... talking something about, I think they were talking about a video camera, and he was like, oh yeah, you can hook that up to the TV too if you just plug it in, but you gotta plug the white one into the black one, because they only give you two wires, but you're supposed to have three, so you gotta plug the white one into the black one, I don't know, it just sounded like, and then they went into talking about how you shouldn't live in Oklahoma. Or not Oklahoma.
Alabama?
Somewhere. I don't even
Texas?
Remember.
Iowa?
But, New Orleans, that's what it was. They said you shouldn't live in New Orleans because it's a bowl, and if it rains a lot, then the water's gonna stand in the bowl, or whatever. Which actually,
I mean,
have you seen an elevation map of New Orleans?
Uh-uh.
It actually is a bowl. Like, the whole city of New Orleans just... Like, you see the ground, it's going flat, and then all of a sudden it just drops down. And then it's flat down, and then it just goes right back up. It's like New Orleans is down in this bowl that's so far below sea level.
Dude, if I had a chance, man... I would so be in fucking New Orleans, man. This is why. High-speed, wireless, fucking internet everywhere down there, dude. I would live in a fucking tent for that shit. Get some speaker set up, laptop rocking it.
Go to San Francisco.
Yeah? But that's gay, though.
Why?
I don't know. That's the stereotype.
Okay. Right?
I mean, come on, Dharma and Greg live in San Francisco. Gotta be gay.
Dude, San Francisco is like the place to be right around Silicon
really?
Valley. I would love to just tour that area.
Dude,
it would
it
have
would
to
make
be awesome.
Head explode. You'd be all like, iPhones. That'd be it. No more Luke. No more Luke and Rob. Just be Rob. I can't bounce jokes off of myself.
Okay, so before we started recording, we were talking about net slaying, and I thought we'd mention it on here because I just thought it was interesting. Because the internet has developed its own language, basically, that you
didn't
see.
That.
I mean, you've never even seen, you know, all these acronyms and everything that we came up with that you didn't see 10 years ago. Or, you know.
Nobody was laughing out loud back then.
I mean, it was just starting. You had very basic, like, LOL and BRB were around. But now, you've got people that have acronyms that are 37 letters long now, and people know what they mean.
You mean, like, laughing my ass off, rolling on the floor?
Yeah, like ROFLMAO.
Yeah, and then oh, this is one of my favorites. I saw this yesterday. Oh my fucking god, laughing my ass off, barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I swear to god.
That would be
ROFL.
ROF, what is that?
OMG BBQSAUCE.
Yeah.
I swear
I've
to god.
Seen that.
Yeah.
Wow, barbecue sauce.
Dude, have you ever drank it? Barbecue sauce? Have you ever drank barbecue sauce? Have you ever sit there and just tasted it right out of the bottle? That shit is good, man. I wouldn't like get a mouthful of it. Cause it's spicy, or you know, but I mean, it's good. All by itself. I think that's where they come up with the term "awesome sauce," which is also from the net, too, isn't it?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce, man.
But I mean,
use burger for some awesome sauce.
If you've been in the internet chat long enough, like both of us have, you get the point where you don't look at the acronyms and think the words that they mean. You just see the acronyms and understand them.
A new word of itself.
Yeah, like you look at LOL, you don't think laughing out loud, you think, oh, LOL. It means it means that something's funny.
Right.
LOL means something's funny. When you see BRB, you don't think be right back, you think, oh, okay. There's an extra step processing in your brain that doesn't have to happen anymore because you've seen it so many times you just know what it means without having to think about it.
Okay.
Just like any other word. It becomes a word. It's a word in your language. Okay, and we're back. Rob had to go away for a minute, but now he's back. So we were talking about net slang and how it's now
being recorded.
Net slang and how it's become a part of your language. Acronyms that don't mean what they stand for, they just mean what they mean. And there's plenty of them out there that we haven't mentioned, but you all know what they are. If you're listening to this, you know what they are. It's the same with emoticons. You know, emoticons didn't exist 10 or 15 years ago when people started putting characters together on the keyboard. They're like, hey, that looks like a smiley face. Check that out. Okay, and we're back once again. And I think everybody's back in line and,
are we back on?
All this. So, I think we've covered NetSlink about as much as it needs to be covered. Can you hear me? And one more time, we're back.
Hey, alright. Sorry about that. Had a little parental unit interference.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. It's all good with a bad rocket.
So, I got a little editing to do in post-production now to get make that all seem kind of seamless.
Or we could be talking about the seamlessness and create a bigger riff.
I like that. Okay, so the next thing that I had on my little lineup here was to talk about my phone, which we've already done a little bit. But I wanted to talk about it a little bit more. Do what?
I married your phone, man.
Oh, yeah. Which episode was that?
Three.
Episode three?
Yeah, man. Episode three. Do you think I would forget the first time I said I love you to your phone? Do you think I would forget something like that?
Okay, so,
Right. Manliness.
We're recording this on Skype, and we recorded the last episode of Late Night Computing on Skype. But for several episodes back before that, we used my phone as a recording device.
It was pretty sweet.
And you really can't tell that it was a phone recording. It sounds pretty nice to be just sitting there in between us on a table and recording us. It's no professional studio audio quality, but...
Now, I don't know about this. Hold up. In a studio, they try to eliminate all the sounds and try to insulate the area, right?
Something like that.
They keep the air conditioning, they keep the equipment in top knots, right? Right? Yeah?
Something like that,
essentially,
yeah.
We were in the middle of a huge fucking forest while everybody was asleep. Who's gonna make noise? What noise is there to be made? Maybe they heard some birds or some bugs or something, you know? Maybe. So, hey, there you go. There's
we had crickets.
We had crickets.
Which episode was it that had the crickets?
We had crickets in Motown.
Yeah, I think there was an episode I actually named Crickets.
Yeah, I think that's like, what, six?
I don't know.
You want me to go check?
If somebody wants to email us or leave us a voicemail that tells us which one it is, we will mention you on the next show. Just because that gives somebody a reason to call in or email.
crickets.
Now, you can't look it up because then there's no reason for somebody to call it in.
Crickets. Oh. I found it. Here it is. I'm not going to tell you people which one it is, because I wouldn't want you to go and get any ideas about just listening to what I'm fixing to say and then cheating. dude, I'm looking at the site right now, and I'm not seeing episode. Oh, here we go. Previous entries and episode two and episode zero. There we go. Okay. When you go to late night computing, you get like the first thing you see up at the top is episode 9, Elton Wants Pirate Booty. And you scroll all the way down to episode 3, which is at the bottom. I was about to freak out because what I do is when I pitch a show to somebody, I'll say, "Listen, check it out. Episode 0, very first episode 0." Is only like, what, 15 minutes long?
It's not that long. Some 15, 20 minutes long, something like that.
It's like the sample of the material we do, you know?
Something like
that. I really think that the stuff we did in episode 0 was worse than a lot of the stuff we did in the. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I really think we like took vulgarity and cussing and just took it up a ramp and shot off some fireworks with it, you know?
Anyway, so we're discussing my phone. There's nothing really to say about it other than
it's awesome.
Yeah. It's got a pretty big screen. It's got EVDO internet access, like I said. And, let's see, what else have I done with it? Besides recording a podcast with it, I download the podcast that I listen to with it most of the time. Google Reader Mobile works very well on my phone. Got a 2 gig memory card in it, so I can download a bunch of stuff with
Nothing
it.
like anime, but
Well,
maybe.
I could if I had the right tools. I've yet to find, particular software for it.
Oh, that's
I've
right,
got the
'cause it's like
bandwidth
Linux.
that I just don't have the tools.
You've got like some kind of funky version of Windows on there, don't you?
Well, it's Windows Mobile 5 Pocket PC Edition.
Is Azurus even compatible with that?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a client out there somewhere. I just haven't found it yet. Okay, so. Oh! I wanted to say that I got an extended battery for my phone. And you remember how it used to be flat on the back, but the battery, the door was coming off? Well, the new battery sticks out about, oh, I'd say a little bit less than half an inch on the back. And because it's a lot bigger battery, it's
Awesome.
probably about twice the size of the other one, actually.
So what you're saying
So
is
it
that
came with its own replacement battery door because it has to stick out a little bit longer. But the reason I bought it was because the battery it came with just doesn't last all that long. If I start doing data stuff or making a lot of phone calls, it doesn't last, but maybe on a full charge it would probably last 4 or 5 hours. I haven't really been able to test out this new battery fully yet because I haven't had a chance to get it completely fully charged and then let it go completely empty because I didn't want to lose power at any point. But
Yeah.
so in the next few
Well, I
days
think
or week or so, I'm gonna try to completely charge it and let it go completely down and see how long it lasts.
so. Hey, I gotta make this joke before I forget it.
Okay.
So you're saying like the back of it kind of sticks out a bit? So what you're saying is that baby got back. Yeah. Yes. It's a sexy pump. It makes my girl parts quiver. Throw her in a jar quivering. You wanna see him?
No, not at all.
Hey, I may be a sadistic, geeky, I don't know, maybe even terroristic kind of guy, but I have the heart of a child right here on my desk. It's oh my God, man. There's only one other line in the world that is half as funny as that. Hunter was telling Hunter told me this one. He told me on the phone. He told it so serious. I was like, "Oh, wait, what?" Because and then after I realized, oh, I just started laughing, laughing, and laughing, and laughing, and laughing. So here's the line, okay? He was telling me about how he wanted to pass on like his grandpa in his sleep, all peaceful like. And not like the people screaming in the car next to him. This old man, maybe one of the dudes that you were talking about, the blind leading the blind. Sitting there at the steering wheel, all peaceful, all asleep, dead. And there's like this bitch in the passenger seat going, ah, and kids in the back seats clawing at the windows, trying to get out, and the doors, the child locks won't let them open. The woman's trying to wake the guy up. Just, oh my gosh. I never actually see them die, though. It's still funny. Funny as hell, man.
All right, so the last thing on my list here is Your updated system.
What is this?
Your updated system.
My! The Starlight!
Yes, so why don't you tell us what happened to your old system and what kind of upgrades you got for the new one?
You know, I had a lot of theories about what happened to the old one, but after talking to a bunch of people online, I'm starting to think a little differently. What happened with the computer was, I was playing, and one night it just killed. It just went out. And I took it apart and all that, because I couldn't get it to come back on. Ooh, scary. Literally, I shit my pants on this one. Because, I mean, it's a $600 system. I didn't have that kind of money to replace it. Of course, the parts equivalent today would not have been near that, but still, I'm broke. And, and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Did you know that there are so many people out there? It's ridiculous. I mentioned this to some guy, and he's like, dude, heat. I think what happened was maybe the heat got to the computer and overloaded the PSU. You know what I mean? And then it burnt up, you know? Probably wouldn't have cost me nearly as much to replace that, but I did find a couple of scorches on the back of the motherboard. So this heat issue... Oh, hell yes. You guys need to pay attention to this. So what I managed to do is I took the hard drives, the CD-ROM drives, and the RAM out of the mothership, which was my old computer. And I brought all that to the new one, the Starlight. And you want to get the system specs on it?
Sure.
Okay. The mothership had a 2.66 gigahertz AMD processor. This one has a 2.24. The other one, the RAM's the same, the hard drive's the same, video card's the same, except one thing. This new MOBO has some kind of serious ass rocking sound system, man. I'm telling you, I could so be tough thumping in this bitch. I could rock this fucking trailer. If I had, like, I could take my amp, hook it up to the computer, and play some of my techno, and I swear to God, the dishes will be rattling in the house next door. It's just so awesome. It sounds so great.
See, what I got that was awesome about this is when we were recording via Skype on your old system. There was all kinds of electrical interference noise in your mic.
Right, and now it's just clean.
Now there's no electrical interference whatsoever. It's just a clean signal coming straight from the mic.
Is it as good as your USB headset?
Honestly, I cannot hear in this Skype call right now, except for I hear a little bit of background noise, but it's probably that fan. I mean, it's not...
I gotta say something about that.
Yeah. It's not...
It's not...
It's not the electrical noise that we were hearing. And, I got a USB headset because I've wanted one for a while just to see what it was like and what it sounded like. And it sounds awesome. It records awesome. But, to have onboard audio that you can plug a mic in that has to have the 20 decibel boost on to be able to get sound, and to not have that electrical noise, almost any onboard audio is going to have that. So I thought it was rather awesome that you were able to not have that on yours.
Yeah. It's the sound system, and it's just pretty damn sweet, man.
It's what, like, it's got capabilities for 7.1 surround?
I do. 1 second. I will find out. I've got this cute little... it's actually called Sound Effects, and it came with a CD. It's a BioStar E4M80-M4 for an Intel processor. I've got a Celeron sitting in here, so good times, really. The 2.24, I used to have a 400 megahertz. It was pretty sweet. Oh, dude, check this out. Let me throw something at you. Do you hear any noise now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear
lots.
Lots? Okay.
What is that?
Hold up. Do you hear anything now?
No, it's gone now.
Okay. Dude, I went into the audio configuration, microphone effect. The only option under that tab is noise suppression. Click, it's gone.
Well, see, what it does is, your audio does sound a little bit different, like it sounds compressed a little bit.
Hmm.
Like when you took that off, I could hear the noise a lot,
yeah.
But your voice didn't sound as compressed.
Hmm.
I'd rather, much rather hear your voice a little bit compressed than all that noise in the background.
Yeah.
It would be unrecordable. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. And by the way, while we were talking about that, I just registered us on PodShow.
Cool.
And the awesome thing about PodShow, and we're going really long here, so we need to cut this off.
I have to get done with that. I need to warn everybody.
Okay.
What I did.
So PodShow is basically, it's a site made for podcasts. It's made for hosting podcasts. All I have to do is upload the file to them, and they will create an RSS feed and everything for us. And I'll still be posting the link to the download on latenightcomputing.com as always. So nothing will change on the listener's end. It's just changing on my end what I'm doing. And hopefully it'll be an improvement for everybody involved. So, yeah. So what are you warning people about?
Okay, alright. Just a little disclaimer. I'm not a technician, I don't have a degree, I don't have any training. So if you do this and it fucks it up, I don't know why it would fuck it up, but if you do this and it does fuck it up, don't come bitching to me, okay?
Okay.
This is what you can do. When I got my new computer, I started noticing it was locking up. I thought this, and I thought that. And then this guy finally clued me in about the heat. So what I did, guys, was I took the case lid off the computer, disconnected the case fan, but only like an 80mm case fan, okay? And then I took a box fan. Use your brains, guys. A box fan. A 2-foot-wide box fan. And sat it right there where the case lid used to be. I pointed it away from the computer to suck the heat out. And turned it on high. Okay? And I have not had another goddamn problem. So, if your computer's smoking, you need to get something blowing on it. Well, in this case, away from it. But that'll probably save a lot of people a lot of hard work. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's pretty awesome. And I have to say, the computer I'm running right now, I do have a fan blowing into the side of the case of it as well.
Good to get the, if it's blowing into it, see if you can get it right up next to it and have it blowing away from it.
Well, see, I don't have a box fan. It's just like a little table fan. But here's the thing. On mine, when I first started playing World of Warcraft, every 5 to 10 minutes, the game would just crash. Computer wouldn't hang up or crash, but the game would crash out and it would give an error message, and I kept thinking that it's just that my system wasn't powerful enough to handle it. But then I remembered in the past I've had some heat related issues because I don't have adequate cooling in my case, mostly because I haven't had the side on it for about ever. So, I thought, you know, what if it's overheating the graphics card? And so, I stuck this fan down there on the case, not on the case, beside it. And now, you can play WoW for 3 hours, 4 hours, or longer, straight in a row, as long as you can handle it. And it won't crash out, so. Heat is killer for technology.
Oh, hell yeah. Did we have, like, what was it, like 100 degrees the other day?
Yeah, it's been
All
over
you
100 degrees here.
need to do
Several days in a row.
is suck the heat away. You don't need to cool the computer down. You don't need to get any kind of coolant system in there. You don't have to bring anything cold into the room. You could risk some kind of condensation and short circuit something. All you need to do is blow the heat away.
I'm gonna say this and you're gonna laugh about it. Suck
Do
is okay, blow isn't.
Isn't that just like generally good advice, though? If you're blowing your computer, guys, make sure that it's sucking.
All right. On that note, I think we're gonna wrap this up. So how about forums.latenightcomputing.com, register, post, TechCast Lounge. If you got any ideas for us, suggestions, comments, criticisms, whatever you want, post it. Post it there. If you don't want to register on the forums for whatever reason, you can
You can find
email
me.
us. Buy it, Rob, and then email us at tech. At late.computing.com and explain to us how that biting experience went. Tech, TECH, at late.computing.com. If you are listening to this and you still don't want to email us or join our forums for whatever reason, but you'd still like to get a hold of us, you can leave us a voicemail 440-550-6907. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll play it in the next show, guaranteed.
Oh yeah.
I'm
Even if you're a
guaranteeing that.
sexy, sexy girl. Even if you're a sexy, sexy girl.
Especially.
Well, we don't want to sound desperate, do
I don't know. Anyway,
we?
all right. That's it for episode one of the TechCast. We'll be back again in the next few days for episode two, but until then, bye bye.
Bye-bye.